said, praise the Lord.
As soon as you get a whoop-de-doo attitude, that's when God whoops it up for you. So
say hallelujah. Think about that problem. Say, I don't care about it anymore. Say, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. That's when you get that wop-de-woo attitude. That's when God starts. When you turn it over to Jesus, that's when he makes it all right. Say, I'm not going to care about it anymore. This is what I care about, everything. Wait.
It's alright. Praise God. Well, I hate to ask you, but I'm going to ask you to stand back up. One of these days you'll remember and just... Hallelujah. It's offering time. And I just want to tell you that God loves you. He will withhold no good thing from you. And all giving does is get you in a place to receive. If you open your hand out to give, then you're open to receive. If you're closing in on what you've already got, God can't give you anything. How'd you like to try to catch a football with your arms like this? It wouldn't be easy, would it? But if you've got your arms open, it's a lot easier. God doesn't do this to be cruel to us. We should be cheerful about giving. And if you have a revelation about what giving is all about, you'd be excited about it. When your arms are open, God can give you big things. All right? But it's according to your faith. It's according to how open you are. It's not because God's mean and doesn't want to. He said, to the measure you give, it will be given back to you. That's not because God only wants to do the bare minimum if you only do the bare minimum. It's because you can only take so much in when you're holding on to everything. So I just want you to relax. Let God do what He wants to do. Don't stress. Be glad about it. And be open for God to bless you. All right, is that good? Is that good? Does that help you? I want you to stand up with what you've got. Give you another hint. It's the crazy people that will give anything that can get anything. It's the crazy people that don't value anything in this world and will do whatever God asks, that are open enough to get whatever God's ready to give them. We've had anointings in here where God wanted to bless somebody with $1 million. But if you're not open to receiving something like that, then God will try to give it to you, but He can't make you take it. It takes someone that's wild and radical and open to receive that kind of a blessing. So tonight, I want you to just be open, hear the Holy Ghost, but in your heart, open yourself that no matter what God asks you to give, you know, God, Abraham, father of faith, right? God asked him to sacrifice his only son. His only promise from God finally came to manifestation a long time in coming, and God asked Abraham to sacrifice that one thing. And where we get Jehovah Jireh, our provider, is in that scripture. God is our provider. God provided the sacrifice. Abraham didn't have to give up his son, but in his heart, Abraham already gave it up. And why does God do that? Because He needs you to be that wild about Him so that He can do wild things for you. I would venture to say that if Abraham had held on to Isaac, he wouldn't have had the kind of seed that he has today. If he had held on to that one thing, the millions of seed that he has wouldn't have come about. If you've got $10 that you're holding on to, if you've got $100 that you're holding on to, whatever it is, if you're holding on to that tightly, God's promised you things, but you won't be able to receive it. So I want you to open up your heart that you won't withhold anything from God. And I promise you, you will get great results. You will see things that you've never imagined. Okay? I'm not just saying that to get you to give. I want you to be blessed. I've given up my life to minister because I want to help people like you get a hold of the goodness of God. I want to preach to you about what God can do for you and see it work and see it manifest. I've gone for 5 years working here without a paycheck, just living on basic survival. God has been able to provide, which has been great. But I've sacrificed so that others can know how good God is, so that I'm not the only one that knows what God's done for me. I want you to realize that's the kind of God that you serve. So be open and be glad. Whatever God wants, it's His anyway. Don't worry about anything. You don't even know where you'll be tomorrow. So today, don't hold on to anything. Just release it to God. And that's not about giving to the church. It's about your heart and your attitude. It's between you and God. I don't know what He's telling you to do. But I just want you to have your heart open. Just lift that seat up. I want you to lift both hands up as wide as you can. I mean, as wide as you can spread them out. Imagine a blessing so big that you can't even hold it. I want you to try to grab it and say, Lord, I give to You everything that I have because it's Yours anyway. Lord, there is nothing that I will withhold from You. And I know that there is nothing that You will withhold from me. So right now, God, I bless You with my best. And I am expecting You to bless me back. Because I know that Your word is true and You are faithful to perform that word in not just my friends' lives and not just Pastor Rod's life, but in my life. In my life. Say that. In my life. That's right. Doesn't matter what's for. In your life tonight, God wants to do it for you. So just be open. Thank You, Father. We just love You. We bless You. We ask that Your Holy Spirit be with us this week. And You would lead us and guide us into abundance and into every place that You'd have us to go. Lord, I just pray Your blessing that makes us rich and adds no sorrow with it would abide on our lives this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and bring your offering up. Thank you.
Let's just pray. We haven't prayed together in a while. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. King thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just pray. Hallelujah. Frank and then will suffer because I do the sake of the high. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So many things to pray about, huh? Oh, Father. Thank you, Father. So many situations, so many people, so many issues. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Oh, Ramania Sabrapa to Verebia Sharabacabaro Sikinahi. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. From Ganaburuga, some of the Chepera Kamana Hasa to do Shikidaman Hudalahai. Pranga didi de Buvarabata Samani Cheki Verebano Husaya. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. See, whether you realize it or not, as you keep praying in the Holy Spirit, everything God does, we'll find out in the Word, but everything God does must be prayed through first. You know, if God wants to, when God created the earth, He started with the spoken word. God said, let there be, and there was. So a lot of times, God's leading us to pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, we pray that God would move by His Spirit. God speaks it out first, and then He performs what He speaks. And a lot of times, we're praying in our prayer language. God is specifically praying over situations, and He's sending angels out to do His will. And a lot of people don't have a lot of stuff going on in their life spiritually. And the reasons for is they haven't yet begun to pray it up. Amen? So we just take a couple moments just to pray. Obviously, God wants to do something this week. Amen? What's your son's name? Brandon. Yeah, as we were praying in the Holy Spirit, I just sensed God's Spirit there. Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Om Pambada Yuba Shalamakanani Gasana Yerabu Famahai. Ye came on a Husama, yeah, Yamo Husamahan and you shallabahan and you see it about that on the high. Franga de la Buvarabadu Shalaman and Bussada, the Etchetalaba, where a Buva de Kachara move a high. Oh, Ramanana Hosabaka Champion, you two for a better heat you came a high. Yet a Sambangondu Suto Labantan, she did a little Buvarabu for a Becky Chiki. Prangandiri di Villa Possovranta Chita la Bahai, Yetu Husaha. Yetu Susamahai. Yetu Mahusamahai. Ye Mahasa Hoshibahi, Rebahina Mahasahana Hushiki. Langrangununu se Talabanda, Dio Sevrabatura Badding, Yashidihina Mahai. Yena Muhusavrankanjini Gantzu de Kachamana Handa, the Hasamahai. Ye from Vondonu Sekinemidiko Vrambandikis and Bangladesh Dubra, Bicele. Lavrangandiri la bo samba ha shanama ye mo voji ka landuni sebra manu sebra tetu se lo from anaheim. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Vrongonduna le bamba nu sebra tatola banda ye shevrunda sarahi ye ambadu o salabande yudi biki shevra bahande le vufrankite Yeah, the onslaught of the devil won't come to pass. Yeah, the devil had a plan, but it won't come to pass. Yea, God spoke a brighter day. The clouds will not come. There is nothing that will stop this mighty moving force. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Peace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Give me a couple minutes here. Is that all right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going over to Matthew 19:9, verse 35. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How many sicknesses did he heal? How many diseases did he heal? Now, we knew that Jesus would not want to come and undo anything that was the will of God, right? He came to fulfill the will of God. We know that Jesus would never come to change the will of God, but only to fulfill the will of God. So everything Jesus did with his life, amen, he did it to bring the will of God to pass. So right here it says that he went about healing every disease and every sickness among the people. Somebody say amen. That means that there's no sickness nor disease that is ever the will of God. Somebody say hallelujah. So he went about doing all those things. Somebody say, but. Wow. I tell you what. He went about doing all these good things. God saying, I'm about to get touched. God saying, you people are about to touch my heart. You have the possibility. You have the capability to cause God to get emotional. You know, God's always good and God always heals. Somebody say amen. Everybody say but. Wow, there's just some people that get out there and says, listen, healing every sickness and doing all these things, teaching and preaching, amen, but something different, something special happened. Somebody say, but when he saw. Somebody say hallelujah. When he saw the what?
Multitudes.
The multitudes. He was moved with compassion on them.
How many want to just see a little bit of healing there, a little bit healing it, you know, a little bit of healing, a little bit of devils casting out, amen? How many want to get a greater dose of the Holy Ghost and you want to see God manifest himself on a higher level? God can only do something else. Look at somebody and tell them, multitudes.
Multitudes.
Move
the heart
of God.
Of God.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Why do you think that God moves so strong over there in these nations when they have these great rallies and these great campaigns in Africa and in India and in many nations? You get there, they have, and it's easy for them to gather 50,000 people to hear a Reinhard Bonnke or hear just about anyone.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden miracles start to happen, yes, on a higher level.
Yes.
Some say multitudes.
Multitudes.
Move.
The heart
of God.
Of God.
Passion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I'm going to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's the will of God, amen, that the multitude come into the sheepfold. Somebody say, pray. Jesus would never want to undo anything, amen, that was the will of God. So God is, when he sees this, there's a multitude of people out there, amen, that don't have a shepherd. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That don't have anybody looking out for them, caring for them, teaching them the word of God, putting them in green pastures. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not God's will that any man be alone, amen. It's God's will that they'd be a part of a family, that they'd be a part of the body of Christ, that they hear the real word of God, amen. Get up under a fivefold ministry, a real one. Not just a degree, amen, but under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. People that are anointed to pastor, people that are anointed to prophesy, people that are anointed to do what God wants them to do. God, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
sees the multitude. He sees multitude gathered in many places, and now he's moved with compassion. God's ready to take it to another level. There's nothing worse than having a multitude gathered and nothing happening. I'm going to say, praise the Lord. I believe the multitude have caught the attention of God because they were scattered about with, as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his what? There's a ring going on. He said unto his what?
Disciples.
What did he say? Come on. When he saw, listen, disciples necessarily didn't bring the multitude. The multitudes were there. There's a multitude. Anywhere you go, there are multitudes gathered. I tell you what, Houston's nothing but a big multitude. People to this city, this is the fastest growing city in Texas, or the fastest growing county in Texas. They're coming in from everywhere. Amen. Notice that Jesus loved crowds. It just so happened that, you know, when that holy Passover week when Jesus was hung, that was the most crowded time of year. Everybody was there. Multitudes make things happen. Somebody say, when you get a multitude, you'll get a manifestation.
You'll get a manifestation.
Because the faith level's greater.
Amen.
Amen. There's something about the corporate anointing of the multitude. Amen. We can get certain things. Now, there are certain things that God wants to do in a small setting. Amen. That God can only, listen, God teaches better in a small setting. Do you know that? You can't teach multitudes a lot of stuff. But you can teach disciples everything. Amen. So there's great season. There's a season where God just gets people out of the way and just gets willing ears there to listen. Amen. Then all of a sudden they hear what God wants them to hear. Then they go out and minister it to the multitudes. Then Jesus said, when Jesus sees the multitude, he said, listen, there's a whole lot of multitude out there that needs a shepherd. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And then he started to speak to those disciples. He said, the harvest truly is plenteous, was few.
Laborers.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, we don't got no people. If you don't got no people, you don't have no laborers. Somebody say, hallelujah. If we don't have no members, people, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not because there's no harvest.
It's because there's no one. Laborers. People sit out there and they go, I don't have no money. Well, it's not because there's no there. It's not because there's no abundance out there. Amen. It's because nobody's out there putting their faith or their feet out there to go and get what God has for them.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say there are multitudes everywhere. Amen. But if you put your faith in God's hands, amen, and you put your feet into action, amen, God will do something. God said the harvest is ready. There are people out there that need healing. My God, we're having to run into restaurants and minister healing to people. Amen. We're ministering all the time. That there's a better day. There's a look at all these when people say, ain't nobody ready to come to church. Tito bringing them in by the truckload.
Amen.
I mean, people are riding 40 miles on the back of the truck.
Amen.
To put up with this rough teaching. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say the problem is not the harvest.
The problem is not the harvest.
It's the laborers.
It's the laborers.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that God wants you to be fruitful and abundant?
Amen.
And produce.
Amen.
So if you think God wants, do you think he's going to put you in a dry place where there's no ability to do anything?
Mm-mm.
Somebody say hallelujah. He's going to put you in the best place with the best opportunity to make a difference.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He said, pray. Everybody say pray.
Pray.
Say pray.
Pray.
See, many times people want to pray. Send them in, send them in, send them in. Don't you send them nobody in here with no laborers. Because just as fast as they come in, they'll go out. Somebody say hallelujah. It's the truth. Just as fast as they come in, as fast as they go out. When there's a plenteous harvest out there, and there is, you look at all that stuff, Lakewood's in a problem right now. Because so many souls are coming in. And they don't know what to do. They can't teach them fast enough. They don't have enough room. Why? Because the harvest is truly plenteous. You go over here to some of these churches, ain't nothing going on. Appears. But yet there's a crowd. Why? Because the harvest is plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
People are seeking and people want more of God. When you see a plentiful harvest out there, amen? Pray. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For laborers. Someone say thank God. Pray for people to go out there and get what God has for you. Amen. He said, and he said, pray ye therefore the Lord of what? Harvest. Everybody say the Lord of harvest.
The Lord of harvest.
That he will do what?
Send forth laborers.
How many believe there's a plentiful harvest out there?
Amen.
How many believe there's crop out there? Amen.
Amen.
He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into whose harvest?
His harvest.
Well, you know that's what it's all about. Over and over and over again in Scripture, we keep hearing about Jesus sending people out there to his harvest field, out there to his vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That they might bring forth fruit and that they might be able to be productive. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved. And I tell you what, God's looking at all the things that are going on. And he's moved with compassion. Amen. Because there are people that are fainting and there are people that are giving up. Amen. Sheep having no shepherd. Amen. Therefore, we must speak to these disciples that have been sitting up here getting fat on the word of God. Amen. Getting up here. You're ready. Somebody say hallelujah. And we need to get our faith together. Somebody say, and pray. Somebody say, pray. That he will send forth laborers. Sow laborers, reap harvest. Everybody say, sow.
Sow.
Laborers.
Laborers.
Reap.
Reap.
Harvest.
Harvest.
Into his harvest field. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. God's getting things done His way. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. You got 7 minutes. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Send forth, Father God, laborers into your harvest field. Send them forth to the sick room. Many of us find our places in places, ourselves in places we didn't think we'd be again, in hospital rooms, Kathy. Hallelujah. We don't know why. Some of us going out here getting these leads. God can give us money. Thank God for that. Amen. But God's getting us out there to the harvest field. Somebody say amen. We think we're just going out there to get money. We're going out to the harvest field and getting souls. We're going to get a whole lot more than leads and coupon ads. You hear me? Somebody say hallelujah. A lot of there are going to be some hands connected to that ad. Amen. Went out there to restaurants. Amen. You think you're going out there to get, amen, Steak Forester or whatever it is. Amen. You're going to find somebody that's in need of healing and deliverance. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, here I am, God.
Here I am, God.
Amen.
Send me
where you want me to go. And you might be saying, well, I don't know nothing. I don't know all this stuff. What can I do? And I tell you straight up, nothing. Amen. But if He sends you, He'll go through you. And the smile on your face will save somebody's life. Somebody say, hey, hallelujah. You know more. There are people out there shaking nations. Amen. That don't know half the scriptures you know.
Amen.
Amen. If you can quote one scripture, you know more than half the Chinese ministers out there. Amen. They're out there in China. You know that's the truth? They're out there preaching with one page of the Bible. Did you know that there are people out there preaching the gospel, running churches off, sharing pages out of the Bible? Because that's all they get. They had to smuggle them in. I don't know if we can get the word in there now, but there were times to where that people would smuggle a Bible into China and they couldn't have the whole Bible. They would rip the Bible up and send it to the different churches across the nation. Don't you know there are more Chinese Holy Ghost-filled Christians than there are Americans as a whole? And most of those Chinese Christians only got one page out of the Bible they're living off of. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You hear these things and you just got to get a catch of what's going on out in the world. Amen? God will put you in the at the right place at the right time to do the right thing. And you wonder, amen? Some of you think, you wonder why you're in the place what you're at right now. You just think you're out there. No, God got you there to be His spokesperson. Got you there to be His witness, to be His instrument. Amen?
Amen.
Look at how many people you got to meet just being in that hospital room. How many people I got to meet just out here talking about these leads and these ads. Say, here.
Here.
I am, Lord.
I am, Lord.
Let me be.
Let me be.
Your. Laborer.
Laborer.
Pray in the Holy Ghost over that just for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your power. We release your ability and your spirit in the hearts of your people to fulfill your will. Father God, the harvest is so plentiful. And Lord, you know that we need laborers to get out there for, amen, to be a support to people like Brendan and Scott, Father God. To be a support to those that might fall away on the wayside, Father God. Somebody that might need a helping hand or a healing touch. There's somebody in prison right now that just needs a face to show up. There's somebody that's afraid right now in some hospital room, Father God. Father God, we don't know where, but you do. Father God, you have your angels, Father God, but it's your will that you send us to be at the right place, to be at the right time in order to say the right thing. We open ourselves up completely this week. We thank you that we're blessed enough to be carried by the wind of your spirit to fulfill your will and to do your purposes. We thank you for the freedom that you've given us. So release yourself in us, O God, to declare your word, to speak your will, and just to love others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. Rest up and be open for all the things that God wants you to have. And I want you to read this. Verse 35. I'm done. Church is over. I'm finished a minute early. Amen. Did you get fed tonight? You know, all this stuff is going, I feel like we're just in some sort of revival. Don't miss your service. It's just getting so good. Amen. Some say it's manifestation time.
Manifestation time. Oh, hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 38. Read it till you can quote it. Read it till you can quote it. Amen. And watch what God does in your life. So I'm going to say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest field. Everybody, let's make this confession. We confess.
We confess.
Many laborers.
Many laborers.
In the harvest field.
In the harvest field.
Let's say it one more time. We confess.
We confess.
Many laborers.
Many laborers.
In the harvest field.
In the harvest field.
Bringing sheep.
Bringing sheep.
To the sheepfold.
To the sheepfold.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Father. Confess it one more time. We confess.
We confess.
Many laborers.
Many laborers.
In the harvest field.
In the harvest field.
Bringing forth sheep.
Bringing forth sheep.
Not in a bunch of goats. I'm talking about sheep. The sheepfold.
Into the sheepfold.
Hallelujah. So we say, let's say it one more time. We confess,
we confess
many
laborers
in the harvest field,
in the harvest field,
bringing forth sheep,
in the sheepfold.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We confess it and we speak it right now. Father God, we declare, amen, as you send provision, we'll get the laborers. Hallelujah. It's your will to have many laborers. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say it's God's will.
It's God's will.
To have many.
To have many.
Laborers.
Laborers.
Glory to God. Thamanusha. There are some people even tonight. Amen. There are some people even tonight say, I want to do something. I want to do something. I want to do anything. I just want to, what can I do? Even Brenda, only here 4 weeks, started cleaning church and doing whatever she can do. You know, Dean out there, Rex out there. What can I do? What can I do? You don't know what it is. It's the Holy Ghost in you. And someone said, I'd like to do more, but I got all this other stuff. You'll work yourself into the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The time that you spend serving God, he'll make that money up, I promise you. Glory Amen. To God. You won't lack any good thing.
Amen.
I mean, we got opportunity for people, amen, that if they just want to get out before you speak, I can't afford to do it now. God's even paying people to get out there in the labor field. Amen.
Jesus.
Say many laborers.
Many laborers.
In the harvest field.
Harvest field.
Say, I'm a laborer.
I'm a laborer.
In the harvest field.
In the harvest field.
So they're few.
They're few.
But I'm one of them.
Amen.
And out of that few, we got many. Let's just claim that. Somebody say, out of the few laborers.
Out of the few laborers.
We got a lot of them.
We got a lot of them.
Somebody say, hallelujah. I like that confession. That's a better confession, isn't it? Out of the few laborers, we got a lot of them. Hallelujah. If you're a laborer, just wiggle your fingers. They're serious about that. And that's all we got in this room tonight. Amen. This is the will of God, even right there. That's all we got in this room tonight. Amen. Isn't it just amazing, except for Brother Tizo? And all we got in this room tonight are people. Amen. Everybody in this room has got a ministry. Isn't that amazing? Amen. My gosh, we were sitting up there thinking, you know, well, what if we get a bunch of people in here? We're not going to know. We're not going to have enough. Look at this. These are all laborers here. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and say, I'm ready to go to work.
I'm ready to go to work.
I can handle it.
I can handle it.
So you don't know what I can do.
You don't know what I can do.
I say, I can do a lot of stuff. Glory to God. Say, I can preach, I can teach, I can rebuke, I can correct, I can heal, I can deliver. Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hug somebody. Hug three people and let them know. Introduce yourself as a laborer of God. Amen. Just do say, I'm about to be released. Amen. Say, I'm about to be released to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, I'm a release. Hallelujah. Did you get up and do that? Amen. Just hug somebody and tell them I'm a laborer. Then just and say, I'm a laborer. Hallelujah. Say, I work with you. Amen. Say, fellow laborer. Hallelujah. Fellow laborer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fellow laborer. You're a fellow laborer in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. I love you. Thank God for you. Amen.
Fellow, I love working with you. Hallelujah. Fellow laborer in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We're going to bring in that fruit together. I'm a laborer in the kingdom of God. I'm a fellow laborer.
Love working with you.
Amen. Somebody say, we got the best. Glory. Come here. Hallelujah. I'm a laborer. Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. You're the best. Glory to God.
Say, I'm a fellow laborer in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
For you're a worker. Hallelujah.
Fellow laborer in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Fellow laborer in the kingdom of God. Yeah, you too. Glory to God. That's okay. I don't care. Hallelujah. Fellow
laborer in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right. It's makeup. It's all right. You're going to wash your shirt. Hallelujah. I can't do it. I got three of them. Hallelujah. Fellow
laborer in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come here, Jane. Hallelujah. Fellow laborer in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. How many believe that? What's our confession? Amen. We have many of the few laborers, hallelujah, bringing in sheep to the sheepfold. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that a good confession? Somebody say hallelujah. So they got a lot of them. Somebody say they're a few laborers, but boy, do they got a lot of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, put on some good music. Thank God. Woo, we got a Sunday. Who knows? Sunday morning is going to be a trip. Y'all better get to interceding. Y'all better get to interceding. Friday. Friday, we better be, let's call up. We got that thing out at the park on Sunday morning. Call Friday a day of prayer and fasting, please. Let's be serious about this one. Friday, let's just call prayer and fasting on Friday. A day of prayer. Let's just call a day of prayer and fasting on Friday. And we'll pray because we don't know what God wants to do out there at the park. He's speaking some things. I don't want to declare those things. But let's just pray and believe God, amen, over that meeting out there at the park. Amen. Let's just pray. Let's just take a day of it. We need God to come through in certain areas on that thing. And the only thing we can do is pray. So Friday, just turn down and take a day of prayer and fast outreach that's going to be at the park on Sunday morning. So I'm going to say hallelujah.